Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. I'm here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. It's time to connect with the coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins, AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment, your way. Bruce, before we get into maybe today's game and some of the changes we're going to see, last game, Riley Nash steps up on that line with Pastrnak and Marchand, made a couple of big plays to score late in the period, to create an overtime goal and some other scoring chances as well. But as a line, what did you see from them 5-on-5?
Well, you see a line that's not generating as much as they would like, and you could see it in their body language as well. They get frustrated. So the only thing you can tell them, especially Brad, he's been in this league a long time. You're going to have stretches where you just got to play through it, help the team win, work your way out of it, you know, shoot pucks, keep it simple. It sounds like, you know, all the old slogans, but that's pretty much what it is, and that's why you hear it a lot, is they just got to stick with it. So yes, they can be better offensively. I suspect they will. They're too good of players, Brad and Pasta, to stay down for long. Nasher had some of his success without those guys, so good for him. We do believe he's a nice fit there. He's not Berge, but we'll do a good job for them, and hopefully the results start tonight.
Some changes in your lineup here today. Let's start with Danton Heinen out of the lineup. You talked about him a little bit this morning. When a guy gets out of the lineup, a younger guy specifically, and you say, okay, go up to the ninth floor and watch a game, does anybody sit there and watch the game with him, or is it more on his own, just kind of concentrate on certain things?
I think it's both. I think there's times that if you're player development, I know in the past, not to go too far back, but when I was in Providence, if I came up and Bartkowski was sitting out, I'd sit with Bart for a period. Donnie would ask me, or Pete would ask me. If Jay was here, he would sit with whoever it happened to be over the years. Now he's obviously got more duties, but he may even sit with Dan tonight for the first period before he comes down. So I think you will see a little bit of that. Some of it, Dan's a pretty sharp guy. You know, he's astute. So what will be discussed with him is, hey, you know, how much time do you have on the walls? Watch how much time and space is out there. Who has a good stick? Just little things like that. Body position to win puck battles. You know, sometimes you get a different view from up there. I mean, he knows all this stuff, but sometimes when you take a step back, you realize maybe how much time you do have in certain instances and how the game develops. So anyway, hopefully you get something good out of it. It's never a positive, trust me, to go up there, but you can take some positives out of it.
Couple new faces in your lineup today, including Brian Gionta. Looked like he was going to be on Krejci's unit on the power play. What other areas do you foresee using him here tonight?
Well, you know, he'll play a regular shift. He'll play right now. He's with Backes and Wingles. I got three right wingers on a line. Sounds like an old joke, but at the end of the day, one of them's gonna play the offside. That's just the way it is, because I could move Jake down, but I like him with Krejci and Nash. It's been a very effective line, so I don't want to disrupt that chemistry. So those are three veteran guys. They'll figure it out. Backes play a little bit of the middle. We talked about that with Berge's injury, and we're in agreement. He wants to play a little more there. We'll move him there. So Gio will play on the right side. Power play, has been a net front guy, great tipper, recover pucks. I'm a firm believer your net front guy has to do those things, not necessarily always just be a big body that screens the goalie. That helps, but you know, be able to recover pucks is a big issue for us right now, getting second and third chances, second effort on pucks, and we need a little bit of that in our power play, so hopefully it gives us some juice there.
Nick Holden also in the lineup for the first time here today with your team on the left side with Brandon Carlo. Looked like he's on the power play. Will he also kill penalties?
Yeah, he'll do both. He'll be the second unit, you know, power play guy. Like with Heinen out, who usually plays a lot of the power play, then, you know, we've used Grizz, we've used Z. You know, we're trying to limit Z so he doesn't get too taxed minutes wise. But he could certainly go in there in certain situations. But we're going to try Nick. He's had success. And then Achilles, a long stick, a different type of killer than Grizz would be or Torrey. So he'll see action in all situations. He'll be paired with Carlo. I'm not sure which line they'll see. Doesn't matter. They're all good over there. So they'll have their challenges, and hopefully he's up for it.
With Pittsburgh here tonight, you know, you've touched on their power play this morning, number one in the league, offensively very good. How do you go about trying to get chances the other way? It looks like you can generate when you get in the offensive zone.
Well, I mean, we have to be mindful of when our opportunities are there and manage the puck effectively to force them to defend, and then get your opportunities when they don't manage it. You know they've got enough firepower there. They're going to create some discomfort for us on our end. It's inevitable. They're a dangerous team, but you got to be able to counterpunch against this group and then play behind their D early on. Force them to break pucks out, you know, frustrate them through the neutral zone to kick pucks wide. So, I mean, there's certain things we need to do to slow them down and get them to play into our hands, but there's going to be times in the game where that's not possible when you play world-class players, and that's when we're just going to have to make sure we manage the game well.
Bruce, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight against the Penguins.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Penguins are next.